You're listening to SBS News.
They're the multicultural celebrations that can stop cities, Lunar New Year and Diwali among them. And they're growing in popularity alongside traditional Australian public holidays such as Melbourne Cup Day and the Queen's Birthday. Now, PepsiCo in Australia is following an overseas trend of companies offering workers the choice to swap some public holidays for others more appropriate to them. For Thai-born Buddhist employee Larissa Thumniamjad, the move means she could celebrate the numerous Buddhist holidays on the calendar without using her annual leave.
I was really excited when they announced it at the town hall. I start thinking of also which day that I would love to swap. Because I would love to take that day off and go to the temple, which is quite far away. Living in Australia, we don't have temple every corner, like in Bangkok. So that's what came to my mind at first.
But Ms. Thumniamjad says while such celebrations are important to her, she still sees the importance of embracing the traditions of her current home.
Even though this policy is good, it keeps me grounded and remember who I am and my belief, I still respect the culture of Australia.
PepsiCo says it does not want to impose the Australian public holidays or what it describes as the Anglo-Saxon holidays on its diverse cultural workforce. The global company says in its Australian operation it has over 45 nationalities and it sees the floating holiday idea as a way to increase cultural diversity within the workforce. The trial for its 1,800 employees will not be extended to some main holidays, which are non-negotiable, but exchanging holidays such as the Queen's Birthday is a possibility. PepsiCo Australia Chief Executive Danny Saloni explains.
Australia is a diverse culture and we just hope we can lead the way in this space because it's really, at the end of the day, it's about creating an amazing environment for our employees, no matter where you're from or what religion you support. The days that we've decided to hold on to are some of the more traditional ones like New Year, Australia Day, Christmas, Easter. But broadly, you know, we allow our employees the opportunity to change days. Like some employees decided that Chinese New Year was relevant to them so that they wanted to make a swap and we allow them that flexibility.
Diversity Council Australia research has found inclusion at work is good for business and for employees. Its research reveals workers in inclusive teams are 10 times more likely to be highly effective than workers in non-inclusive teams and almost 20 times more likely to be very satisfied with their jobs. On the streets of Sydney, these workers from other workplaces had mixed feelings about PepsiCo's move, though.
I actually think public holidays cost this nation a lot of money. One public holiday, that's it.
Actually, I want to celebrate both, you know, because I live in Australia for almost 10 years. So I'm like multicultural. I enjoy everything, Christmas, Easter and my festivals as well. I think people should take holiday and celebrate the Queen's birthday as well here as well. Because we live in Australia and we have to, you know, follow the culture here as well.
I think it's a nice offer, but they should just be offered the holiday as a leave day on top of that. I think that part of integrating into the country is being part of all the public holidays with the rest of the country, but that if there's a religious or a cultural celebration that Australia doesn't recognise, that they should be given that as a day off, which my parents normally are. If there's something, a Hindu celebration or an Indian celebration that's normally on, that's a big cultural deal, then normally they'll be given that day off, and I think that's probably the fairest thing to do.
Other employers such as the music streaming company Spotify and the United Nations similarly offer floating holidays. Also this week, the ACT became the first jurisdiction in Australia to institute a Reconciliation Day public holiday, celebrating Indigenous culture by replacing Family Day. Australians who follow the Jewish faith are one of the non-Christian faith groups who celebrate religious holidays outside the Australian public holiday calendar. The Chief Executive of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef, says he welcomes more flexibility.
If there's mutual benefit, there's benefit to companies and there's benefit to employees. And that can only be a good thing. It will allow for higher productivity, higher job satisfaction, improved culture in the workplace. So I only see benefits as long as it's always done with respect for the companies, respect for the workplace, respect for the employees.
The former chairman of the Ethnic Communities Councils of New South Wales, Peter Dukas, says it's great in theory, but practical concerns need to be considered.
There are obviously workplace relations laws, I think, which have to be thought about as well. How do you value a public holiday day versus an alternative holiday or public holiday? But I think generally speaking, every company should embrace this kind of diversity that Pepsi has. I think they should be congratulated for doing so. And I think it's an interesting experiment to see if it works.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.